Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Let's do a little boomer prediction where the coaches go.
Oh, okay.
See how it works out, all right?
All right.
You want to do that?
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Okay.
All right. Don't sound too thrilled about it. Let's do it.
I mean, I'm getting tidbits, but I'm not getting anything that seems to be very specific because I think there's only one team right now, or maybe two teams, that knows who they want and knows what they want to pay this guy.
This guy.
And this guy is Mike Vrabel, and it's New England. Or Las Vegas is trying to undercut it. And remember, Mark Davis gave John Gruden a 10-year, $100 million contract.
Yep.
Is Mike Vrabel's agent right now playing the Vegas Raiders against the New England Patriots?
Hmm. All right, let's see. Just want to make sure I got them all here. Cowboys, I'm not going to say, is open right now. So we'll leave that be. No one in the NFC West. We got Bears, and just make sure I got them all. So just keep thinking where we're at. And Saints is the other one. Okay. New England Patriots, start easy.
Vrabel.
All right. The Vegas Raiders.
This is really Brian Flores.
Okay. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ben Johnson.
The Titans fired their general manager, but they kept their coach, so let's not do that one. The Bears.
I'm going to say Cliff Kingsbury.
Ooh, okay. The Saints.
Aaron Glenn.
Mmm. All right. The New York Jets.
Just for them to be safe. I think they bring in Borgonzi, and they bring in Matt Nagy.
Okay, Borgonzi, bro. All right. So those are the predictions.
As opposed to Phil Savage and Rex Ryan.
I miss anybody, Fleegs? I miss any openings?
No, that was it.
All right, so you got Vrabel to the Pats, Flores to the Raiders, Matt Nagy to the Jets, Ben Johnson to the Jags, Cliff Kingsbury to the Bears, and Aaron Glenn to the Saints. Interesting. Flores gets a job in that spot. That is an interesting one. You know, I can't say that any of those are crazy to me.
No.
So, I wonder if Aaron Glenn to the Jets is also something I could see. Let's go to John in Westchester. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Two questions for you. So Boomer is on a FanDuel commercial showing, I believe, at nighttime, might have been on ESPN or something, with Kay Adams. Phil Simms is also in there.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering if we were going to potentially have Boomer set up, maybe get an interview around Super Bowl time. Maybe you could talk about the touching of the man boobies, and we can get down to the bottom of that. And then the second question that I'll hang up and listen is, you know, you're talking a lot about hopper spots. Pat Boyle, I thought, did a great job listening to some of him over. So did, you know, Jerry Willie. But, wanted to ask, when I was listening to the Knicks over Christmas time, heard a lot of Wally. So I always wanted to ask, you think Wally is in the hopper?
in the hopper for what exactly?
Just for anything. You know, it just seems like he kind of floats around. He gets a couple radio, you know, he does a Knicks game once in a while. He hops in for Alan Hahn. Seems like a bit major.
Yeah. You know what, John, you're right. And boy, you're a great listener. It's a phenomenal phone call. I think if he's going to be in a hopper, it would be in the Clyde when Clyde wants to step away hopper.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? Because he's not, well, he's too boring to be in any other hopper.
That's true. And then talk about step down. Oof, you know.
John, poor Wally. Very funny. Yes. Great call, by the way. The Kay Adams commercial, you filmed that. You were actually sitting in Al's chair.
But by the way, it's not the Kay Adams commercial. It's the FanDuel commercial.
But he said in a commercial with Kay Adams.
Yeah, I think Gronk is in it too, right?
Mm-hmm. And Phil.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, you're on there like every throw or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Say something like that. But you're sitting in Al's chair.
Yeah, I had to do like 10 different lines, and then they would figure out which lines fit with everybody else's kind of tone and everything. And I guess that's what they chose for me.
And as far as like settling the beef between, there's no beef on my end between Kay Adams and I don't think she wants to.
By the way, I've done a number of appearances since that time with Kay Adams.
And you never brought it up.
I mean, she's never brought it up, and I've never brought it up because it's not really between us. It's between you and her.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have been like, listen.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, you got a little... You went a little over the top with that whole thing, Kay. Like, can we admit that now? Can we admit that? Come on. Kay.
Listen, I enjoy working with her when we do work together.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I want to bring up something that she has a very bad feeling about when, in fact, I wasn't even there when it happened?
Yeah. Well, I was.
Again, it's like, when I'm not here, crap happens.
Mm.
And things happen. And
you were there, but you weren't there for that particular.
And people see things. I got sick that week.
Yeah, but you were there. Like you were there that week.
Though. I think I was puking somewhere. when I'm not here, whether it's what's that guy's name that blew up the CBS Sports Minutes?
JR.
Yeah, JR.
Yeah.
JR blew those things up for some reason or somehow, and then people see an opportunity to do something, and they jump into that hole when I'm not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it was an innocent thing, but I brought it up, and I wanted to share the story. I thought she'd have some fun with it, and she did not. And then there were people who knew her that came up to me afterwards and said, I am not surprised at all that she did not have any fun with that. Because my experience is that she does not have fun with that.
I don't know. My experience, maybe it's just because I'm usually a guest when I'm doing something with her on the air.
She's a serious journalist. She does that show. She doesn't want to, you know, she took that the wrong way. And if people don't know the story, I'm walking past her setup after our show's done with my buddy Andrew Filippone, who was working for FanDuel at the time, did a lot of things with Kay Adams. Kay Adams getting ready for her show. I'm wearing a Casamigos sweatshirt. Her show was sponsored by 818 Tequila. I walk by the booth. Andrew goes, have you met Kay Adams yet? Obviously, Kay Adams, very attractive person. I say, I have not met Kay Adams. He introduces me to Kay Adams. So she sees that I'm wearing the Casamigos thing. The logo is right here on my left man boob. She goes, ooh, you can't wear that around here. Because the 818 was up there.
Yes.
And she put her hand here and went, ha ha, and went squeeze, squeeze, frank, frank, right there. And then as I walked away, I said, did you see that, Andrew? And he goes, well, she really went for it. She gave you not one, but two squeezes. And that's what happened. And I'm not going to say I wasn't like violated or anything. I kind of enjoyed it. You know?
Yeah, I mean.
But it happened. That's what happened.
I know it happened. But I'd be like, why would I bring that up?
Because it's funny.
And how would I bring it up?
Hey, remember, you know, the guy I work with every day, you know, he's also a FanDuel guy. Every time he grabbed his boob. Remember that?
Yeah, but
you could have done it. Would have made for great audio. We could have played it back here.
You know, the last thing that we did together, it was me, her, and Phil. And, you know, could you imagine if I brought that up in front of her with Phil?
Oh, Phil would crack up. Phil, did you hear the way Phil laughed when I brought up the peanut butter skin in the big old cans?
Yes.
That was a genuine guffaw by Phil.
Yes.
He's like, I think I heard you say that. He loved it.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Yeah. So I did it with four women.
So he would love this too.
Okay.
He would absolutely love it.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.